Here again saith the Spirit of grace, this message of love. Faith, hope, and charity, which is love. But the greatest of these is love, saith the Spirit of grace. It's not that I want you to not appreciate or go after faith or power, but understand that the love is the solvent that makes all things possible, saith the Spirit of grace. Above all, have charity. Above all, walk in love one towards another, saith the Spirit of grace. For the revival will be birthed out of a great love one for another, saith the Spirit of grace. Give each other room. Do not be small. Do not be small in your thinking. Do not be small in your disposition one towards another. Do not be small in your speech one towards another. Do not take it upon yourself to repeat unnecessary chatter or rhetoric that it goes to no end to the edifying of the brethren. Do not be reporting. Do not be reporting of things heard through the grapevine. Speak that which is truth. Speak that which is edifying to the body. Let everything that has anything less in it fall off your tree, saith the Spirit of grace. Be a planting, a tree of the Lord, who has on its limbs and its leaves and its fruit produces in its season, in all manner of season. Let those who come before you and around you eat of the harvest of your tree and the fruit. Let your leaves be for healing. Let your fruit be sweet to the taste. All that you speak and all that you say, and even your disposition around you when you're quiet, let it emanate life to those around you. Do not be a necessary source to have to be fed, but rather be a source to feeding others the life of God. Balakarese, bendekaraso. For have I not called each of you as ministers of my grace? Though you may not be called to the fivefold, you're each called according to, as I said in the book of Hebrews, each one should be teachers. Teachers of the truth, teachers of the revelation, and teachers of the foundation of truth, saith the Spirit of grace. Know that when you come together, it is your time to minister. No matter who stands in the pulpit or has the baton to speak, each one of you that have grown and are growing in maturity towards the harvest of the nations, come with an understanding that you are to bring forth life in abundance. Life to the stream that creates a river. A life to the stream that creates a river to the nations and healings to the people. Kerese, kerese. Fro de le bekete. He answers a question. For what? What answer or what business does emotions or feelings have anything to do with what I've called you to do, saith the Spirit of grace? For have I not called you to a higher level of living, to live in the Spirit? You can live in the Spirit and exercise my grace in the Spirit way before the emotions come that couple your encouragement and bring forth your encouragement. Act on faith. Live in faith. Work out of the realm of the Spirit. Give no regards. Treat. And I hear him saying this, very powerful in front of me. Treat emotions contrary to the truth as a snake, as a poisonous snake. If you see them from a distance coming to you, treat them with no regard. Do not court them. Do not give one moment of pacifying them. Speak that which is truth, saith the Spirit of grace, and you will have your harvest.